Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Friday, January 9th, 2015. It's minus 26, feels like minus 38 with the wind chill. Yet another glorious, beautiful winter day here in the Arctic tundra known as Saskatchewan. This is not a weather podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. Visit campaignmonitor.com to get sending some amazing looking emails, no matter how cold it is or hot it is, as the case may be. Campaignmonitor.com is an awesome supporter of Good Stuff and Dailyish. My thanks to them. It's a quick one today. I'm talking a little faster because I have to get this done quickly because my wife's coming back on Fridays. Often we sort of co-work together in the office here at home. Kids are at grandparents for the day and/or school because my wife does some work and sort of virtual assistant type work with someone, and so we work together. So as you may know, I can't record a podcast with someone else in the room unless they're on the podcast. I guess that would be my exception to that rule. But if someone's listening to me and I'm just talking into a microphone facing my computer, it just doesn't work. And it's something I need to get over, but that's my issue. So confession number one. Not that there's going to be a whole bunch of confessions. Our Wii U finally arrived. If you've been paying attention to the Twitter feed, my Twitter feed, not the Twitter feed, just mine specifically. We had a bit of a fun debacle as far as getting a Wii U in over Christmas, and it wasn't for a Christmas gift. It was with Christmas money and exchanging and buying together with my two sons. We pooled some money together and bought this Wii U instead of some. Anyways, long story short, we ordered one. We were one of the last ones to get it for a significant discount on Amazon. Amazon decided to ship it on a camel, I think, and so it took what should have been, what we were trying out Amazon Prime, which should have been 2 to 3 business days or whatever, turned into a week and a bit. And so it wasn't a great test of Amazon Prime. But it was a good test, I guess, or demonstration to my son, who was really excited about it, about patience and waiting, and also shipping statuses and checking up on UPS things and going over to grandma's house, because that's where Amazon Prime was delivered to see if the package was there, and getting disappointed when there's a big box of Nespresso coffee that looked like it might be from a distance, the Wii U. So anyways, all is well now. Can rest easy. Life has finally achieved perfection because we have yet another video game system with a whole bunch of remotes to manage and take care of. And already the four-year-old has decided, snuck away with the Wii U, the big controller thing, because what great and terrible about the Wii U is that you can grab that controller and it's essentially a portable device to play the games on as well inside your house, as long as it's within range of the console. So already had to deal with one of those issues, but we're working on it. I kind of wish they'd chosen Mario Kart 8. They chose Super Smash Brothers as a game that they wanted to get because they played it with their cousins, and you know, it's just sort of run around fighting, mash the buttons together. And I'm sure there's more strategy to it than I haven't figured out yet. I just wish they'd picked Mario Kart because that looks like a lot more fun. But that's what the library's for. No Star Wars Empire Strikes Back to report on yet. I'll update you as soon as that is viewed. Music documentary list. I posted on Twitter last night, and I'm curious if any podcast listeners have anything to add. Over on, so if you visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish/64 is this episode. There's a link to a Letterboxd list. Letterboxd is a great site that you should check out if you do at all any sort of like movie cataloging and remembering what movies you watch and reviewing and all that kind of stuff. Beautiful looking site. And I put together a list. I started a list of music documentaries that some friends and I were thinking about watching together. And then it kind of thought, well, maybe we should do a podcast about this. And as all things I do, it tends to spiral back to podcasting. And so we'll see what happens with that. They're friends here in town, and so maybe it would be a in the studio, so to speak, podcast that we'd record. At the very least, we'll watch a bunch of music documentaries, which is never a bad thing. I just watched 20 Feet from Stardom, which is one of the ones that sort of started this whole discussion with my friends. And it's a great documentary. It's on Netflix in Canada, I'm sure in the States too, I would guess, but about backup singers for Bruce Springsteen, and going back and sort of the unheralded role that they play in music and in getting a song popular and things, in as much as it's the star, the backup singers really help put the hooks. And anyways, it's a great documentary on that if you're at all musically interested or inclined. So we may do something with that. We'll see. We'll do a pilot episode, as we say, test it out maybe and see how it goes. But it'd be something that I think would be neat where we'd could say on Monday, you know, like this week we're going to watch the whatever, the 20 Feet from Stardom, and we'll talk about it on Thursday. And then people could watch it as well and then sort of disagree or agree with the kind of stuff we pick up on. So we'll see where that goes. And what else was I going to talk about? Oh, I have a big list. That's why I'm trying to hurry. Patreon stuff. I haven't talked about Patreon in a little while. The one thing I'd added there that I wanted to sort of maybe just highlight it briefly on here, it's not necessarily a thing, but that relates to podcasting directly, but does relate to the idea of me being able to do this more often, is one of the reward levels or milestone goals, I guess, sorry, is what they call it, where, you know, after a certain amount per month, this will happen, X, Y, or Z, a new podcast would get produced or buy some equipment. One of the things I put on there was just our mortgage amount, because I thought, like, this is a thing I want to do full-time eventually. And the people who are supporting me with their money, I want them to know when, beyond just like gear, podcast, audio stuff, sort of internet stuff, like this affects real world stuff. This affects me, my kids, my family, my happiness or lack thereof in other stuff and things like that. And so striving towards a bit more, this isn't like a New Year's goal, it's just something I've been wanting to do for a long time, but striving towards a bit more of transparency and in what I say and do in regards to podcasting. And I felt like one of those things would be something like this, where putting it as a milestone goal puts it out there that this is how much we pay, just to, like, that doesn't give us any food or anything or electricity or power, or I guess those are the same thing, heat, very important here in Canada. Doesn't get us any of that, it just gets us the house. And we're living fairly modestly. Like, there's certainly, I joke that we're kind of like on hanging in our neighborhood by a thread, because we're sort of on the edge of the neighborhood. It kind of goes up from where our house is. Doesn't matter. You can have expensive houses, cheap houses. Doesn't matter. But anyways, relative to our area, it's a modest mortgage, I would guess. We definitely try and live well within our means. It's a little tough when you're in business to know what your means are, because each month it's a little different. And that's a huge stress in and of itself. But anyways, the point being, I put this, the number on there. I'm not going to say it on here because I want you to go check it out. You can look at it or not. But I put the dollar value on there that we pay per month just to pay our mortgage. And it's a big number, but it's not huge. And I want it to be something that if and when Patreon supporters get me to that point, we can all celebrate together, because that would be quite an amazing achievement. So long-term goal, but just wanted to put it out there so it's accountable. I'm accountable for it, and you're aware of it, I guess. So I think that's all I have to say for now. It's Friday. What's happening? I don't know what's happening. Good stuff is in a bit of a holding pattern, it feels like, and we're sorting things out and need to get back to doing just some podcasting. That's we're lacking, I think, in that. We need some more shows, need some more content, some stuff to offer for you. This transmission is every Tuesday, Thursday, which is great. The East Wing is something Tim Smith does, an interview show on Tuesdays. And there's other shows that are in the works coming back again for 2015. Looking forward to putting out some awesome stuff at Good Stuff. I guess not awesome, it's good. Putting out some good stuff at Good Stuff. Anyways, thanks for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at iChris. Good Stuff is goodstuff_FM. And this episode can be found at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/64. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.